KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for skies to be clear to partly cloudy today and a high near 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Four men from Creston were arrested on drug charges Thursday. Creston police say just before 2 p.m., 34-year-old Brian Smith was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of methamphetamine and obstruction of prosecution by destruction of evidence. A little after 5 p.m., 28-year-old Corey Vandell, also of Creston, was arrested on 2 counts of possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of meth and possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Both men were being held at the Union County Jail on $100,000 bond each. Late Thursday night, Creston police arrested 28-year-old Anthony Atkins and 37-year-old Lonnie Brown, both of Creston. Both men were taken into custody for possession of the intent to deliver methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Atkins and Brown were being held at the Union County Jail on $10,000 bond each. Well, the Page County Sheriff's Office says a Bedford man was arrested this week for submitting a false report to law enforcement. 18-year-old Austin James Cavan was booked into the Page County Jail and later posted a $1,000 bond. Authorities say his arrest followed an investigation Monday afternoon into an alleged incident of criminal mischief perpetrated on a vehicle just west of Clarinda on 220th Street. During the investigation, it was determined that the vehicle had not been damaged from criminal mischief, but instead by accident. Police in Creston say officials at the Creston Elementary School reported Thursday night that someone had vandalized the third and fourth grade girls' restroom at the school by means of graffiti. The incident happened sometime between 10:30 a.m. and noon on Thursday. Damage was estimated at $30. The Page County Sheriff's Office said one person was injured during a collision Wednesday at the intersection of Highways 2 and 59. During the investigation, it was determined 47-year-old Franklin Leroy Ramsdell of Shenandoah was stopped at a stop sign for westbound traffic on Highway 2 at the intersection. Ramsdell was operating a 2006 Ford Crown Victoria. 39-year-old Angela Mace of Rockport, Missouri, was northbound on Highway 59, south of the intersection in a 2000 Honda Coupe. Ramsdell pulled into the intersection in front of the Mace vehicle, causing the collision. A juvenile passenger in Mace's vehicle was transported to the Shenandoah Medical Center by private vehicle with unknown injuries. Deputies cited Ramsdell for failure to yield upon a left turn. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,500. Sheriff's officials in Union County said yesterday a man from southeastern Iowa's Scott County was arrested Wednesday afternoon on several warrants. 38-year-old Norman Dallas Olson of Bluegrass was transferred from the Madison County Jail to the Union County Jail on warrants for failure to appear on a third-degree theft charge, violation of probation, and failure to appear on an OWI first offense charge. Olson was being held at the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. Authorities say a standoff in northwestern Iowa ended peacefully when a man who barricaded himself inside a home surrendered to police. The standoff in Cherokee began Thursday at around 5 p.m. and ended by 11 p.m. Authorities had evacuated homes that were adjacent to the property as a precaution. Cherokee County Sheriff Dave Scott says the man was the only person in the home and he'd allegedly been drinking heavily. Authorities say the man had been served divorce papers and was believed to be armed. The Iowa State Patrol, Cherokee Police Department, and Cherokee County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene. The man, who was not identified, was taken to a local hospital for evaluation. Officials of the Farmers Cooperative Company and West Central Cooperative this week announced a unanimous vote by their board of directors to proceed with a merger vote by members of both cooperatives. Following several months of internal and independent analysis on the potential risks and benefits associated, the boards approved the plan of merger and recommended a merger. Members are invited to hear presentations and information on the merger at one of 20-member meetings hosted between November 30th and December 11th. A list of the meeting locations and member resources are available online by the couple of links that we have under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. For a merger, Iowa law requires 50% of each membership to vote, with two-thirds of those votes cast in favor of the proposal. Ballots and voting details will be mailed to each cooperative's voting members by about November 20th. The votes will be counted at a special meeting on December 18th. Should the memberships approve the merger, each cooperative will be represented by 9 farmer owners, and member equity will roll into a new cooperative on a one-for-one basis. The combined cooperative, to be headquartered in Ames, will be led by the chief executive officer of one of those organizations. Leaders of the Omaha tribe in Nebraska are considering land in western Iowa for growing marijuana. The tribal members approved three referendums earlier this week, giving the tribal council the authority to legalize marijuana for medicinal and recreational use and to grow plants for industrial hemp. The tribe is based in northeast Nebraska, but its reservation extends into Iowa's Monona County. Tribal Chairman Vernon Miller says a study will examine whether the business would make financial sense. Miller said leaders will watch the performance of the Flandreau Santee Sioux Marijuana Resort on its South Dakota reservation. Miller says it's unclear whether the Omaha Tribe's casino, Blackbird Bend, could become a similar resort. Miller says the tribe will ensure its efforts won't violate federal or state laws. Four Republicans and one Democrat so far have announced their intentions to seek Iowa House District 21 seat left vacant by the death of State Representative Jack Drake of Griswold. The Omaha World Herald says in the meantime, the two political parties have announced the dates for their conventions to choose nominees to face off in a special election on December the 8th. The lone Democratic nominee so far is Tim Ellis. He's vice chair of the Adams County Democrats and ran for that seat last year. Republican candidates include Tom Moore of Griswold, John Hartkoff of Atlantic, Ian Barr of Atlantic, and Doug Borkowski of Elliott. House District 21 covers portions of Pottawatomie and Cass counties and all of Adams and Union counties. The seat has been vacant since Drake, who was 81 years old, died on October 11th. The Republican nominating convention will be held November 10th at the Corning Opera House at 6:30 p.m. The Democratic Party convention will be held November 12th at 6 p.m. at the Messina Public Library. Delegates eligible for those conventions are the precinct committee members from Iowa House District 21, elected at the 2014 precinct caucuses, or those elected by their county central committee after the caucuses. And about two dozen Iowa counties plan to host Iowa Youth Caucus events on Thursday, November the 19th. Secretary of State Paul Pate says 1,200 junior and senior high school students have already signed up to attend. Both parties are participating as so far, so the students will see the Democratic caucus procedures and Republicans. The students will vote for their preferred presidential candidates, and just like the Iowa caucus is scheduled for February 1st, Republicans will collect straw poll ballots to gauge who won, and Democrats will calculate the delegate strength of each candidate to declare a winner.
We're very excited about giving our young people the opportunity to learn firsthand about how Iowa caucuses work. Being first in the nation is a very serious responsibility, and I think this activity will give them the background they need to become engaged in civics in their community.
The Iowa Democratic Party Chair Andy McGuire said many of the students will be close to voting age.
If we want to get more young people involved politically, we have to engage them. We have to involve them in public service, and then programs like this really do that.
Iowa Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman says the exercise will help show the nation Iowa's caucuses deserve to be first in the nation.
We take this serious, and we're going to earn it again in 2016.
Adults representing the Democratic and Republican parties in each county will be on site for the youth caucus events on November the 19th. The students will debate issues and develop planks for their party platforms in addition to voting for their favorite presidential candidate. The events are fashioned after the mock caucuses Democrats and Republicans have been holding in high schools in the Des Moines area for the past couple of years. In the KJAN listening area, the youth caucus will be held in Cass County, Dallas County, Fremont and Page counties, Guthrie, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.